Thank you, Dr. Roberts. And thank you for attending. I'm excited to bring you possibly the most transformative 15 minutes of your life. I may or may not be lying. But we're going to be talking about bermudagrass control with glyphosate to prednisone, mesotrione for tall fescue seeding in the spring. This is some research that K-State we've been looking at for about 2 years now with another research trial kind of leading into this. But being from Kansas, we're sitting right in the transition zone, which, you know, I like to say is the best and worst place to go grow turf grass, because you got your cool seasons and your warm seasons. But, you know, by and large, most folks, they love their tall fescue, and it is not surprising that bermudagrass will find a way to encroach. Many times, I remember the summer of 2012, extremely dry, extremely hot. We had a lot of tall fescue decline on a campus that I was maintaining at the time, and bermudagrass found its way in. So this is a really common problem with bermudagrass encroachment. People are always trying to find a way, how can I clean this up? How can I get a clean tall fescue stand, whether it be for establishment or just to maintain? And kind of the standard, unfortunately, what we go to a lot is just the non-selective control and tell people, hey, if you know, if you're over 20% covered with bermudagrass, you better just start over. You go out in the middle of the growing season, repeat applications of glyphosate, as the bermudagrass has a lot of stores down there, and it's going to send rhizomes back up a couple weeks after. So those repeat applications are really necessary, which is great for fall seeding. This has kind of been a standard program that a lot of people go to. There are some non-selectives that do a pretty good job at suppressing. Controlling is maybe another issue, especially if you have a heavy infestation. But we really wanted to look at, you know, not this world isn't perfect, so not everyone can use that fall tall fescue seeding. So what about spring? We had done some past research back in the fall of 2013, Dr. Hoyle and Dr. Cole Thompson started this out looking at fall applications of glyphosate, fluazafop, and mesotrione, kind of seeing if as the bermudagrass is going into dormancy, could we get it to take those herbicides down into the root and crown and maybe get a good kill at what wouldn't be the time of the year where you have to see it dead for just months and months. And this prepares it for a nice spring seeding the following spring. Problem was, when we laid it out in Manhattan at the Rocky Ford Research Center and at a golf course, we saw some site differences, because it turns out that the site at Rocky Ford was midlawn bermudagrass, and at the golf course it was common bermudagrass, and the midlawn recovered 100% within a couple weeks. There was really no difference in any of the treatments. However, the common bermudagrass, we did get greater or equal to 72% control with that fall application of glyphosate. So we wanted to look at that, and we're like, well, there's something going on there, so why don't we look at this again, but look at it with spring seeding, so that way you can see if with the tall fescue, if you can get complete control and come back with a sequential application in the spring. Because we were still getting a little bit of that grow back, and that's not going to be that's not desirable for end users, as your, you know, the bermudagrass over the right year is just going to probably take back over your tall fescue. So could we get adequate control with a sequential spring application at the seeding? So our objective was to increase bermudagrass control for spring tall fescue establishment following a fall glyphosate application like we had done. But this time with glyphosate to prednisone and mesotrione, we left fluazafop out as it is very harmful on seedlings, and we wanted to look at the newer chemistry of prednisone as it's come into our market a lot more prevalently. And so for our research, it was done at Rocky Ford Research Center in Manhattan, Kansas, and Stag Hill Golf Club. To correct for our previous error, we made sure it was on common bermudagrass at both sites at a 7.6 centimeter mowing height. The design was a randomized complete block with full replications, 1.5 by 1.5 meter plots, and we did seven herbicide combinations, which is basically every herbicide in each combination that you can do for glyphosate to pramazone and mesotrione. All herbicide combinations, like I said, received just a pure glyphosate application in the fall at 2.2 kilograms per hectare to get that fall control, and then these were just done at the spring seeding. For untreated checks, we did a non-treated check with only a fall application of glyphosate to really just see, compare apples to apples there as far as with the fall application, and then we left a non-treated check for comparison so we could watch green up in the plots. We used glyphamate 41 for our glyphosate, for mesotrione tenacity, and to pramazone with Pilex. Supplied with a CO2-powered boom sprayer. The fall application date was done at about 20% Bermuda grass green cover, which was October 6th, 2014. And as I said, this was just glyphosate only, since we had seen that any of our combinations from the previous year with glyphosate had seen better or equal to 72% control. And then in the spring, we waited until those check plots reached 100% green cover of Bermuda grass, and we went out and we seeded into it, and then the treatments were applied on top of that. For seeding, for the tall fescue, we used a Lesco 5-way blend, seeded at 390 kilograms per hectare at two different rates with the Ryan Mattaway overseeder, and then a starter fertilizer was applied. For data, we collected visual Bermuda grass cover, tall fescue cover, and weed cover at each application, and then biweekly after the spring application date. This data was collected until August 10th of 2015. Data was subjected to ANOVA and SAS, and means were separated using Fisher's least significant difference, p-value of 0.05. So, kind of getting things started out, I want to set this up for you. On the y-axis, we have a percent visual cover. For the entire plot, each bar is essentially representing the plot means in general, and then on the x-axis we have the treatments. So for the blue, as you can see, you have Bermuda grass, green, tall fescue cover, weed cover, and then the kind of beige is just other, which would be open ground cover at this point. So we're basically 30 days after seeding here, and as you can see, there's real no statistical difference between the Bermuda grass control. You're really only seeing that difference from the non-treated check, which of course received nothing. And then your tall fescue cover really is not showing any story at this point. You are getting a little bit more weed control with the multiple combinations of your herbicides. But the story doesn't really even start to show up until you get about 2 months out, but this is just kind of to give you a reference point. That's our non-treated check that received no fall glyphosate application and no spring application versus treatment number three, which would have received glyphosate in the fall and then a glyphosate application in the spring. As you can see, the much clearer on the right side for Bermuda grass cover, and we're getting a good establishment of tall fescue. Just to compare, versus the fall-only glyphosate, since there was no spring application, weed pressure was much heavier in those, as you can imagine. So, but going to that 2 months after, we still don't really see any Bermuda grass difference, which is really starting to tell the story that fall application of glyphosate is really what gave us our Bermuda grass control. But we are starting to see a little bit better control, or a little bit better establishment in our tall fescue, just when you combine the glyphosate to pramazone and mesotrione, at least compared to the non-treated with the glyphosate. But at the same time, it's not a large separation, so I don't know for an end user if this would be largely practical, as that would get kind of expensive going out there for that. It's a little hard to tell in this picture, but The photo on the right, it is a little bit clearer as far as weed cover, and for the non-treated fall-only application, it did start to pick up a little more weeds, a little more Bermuda grass even than that. So really, for the results, we had greater than 92% Bermuda grass control through 62 days after seeding, in all treatments excluding the non-treated check plot, which was, you know, obviously a little bummer. We were hoping, it's great to get the control, but we were hoping to see something going on with that spring. But it just kind of reinforced what we were seeing the year before, that Bermuda grass control was something that you could look at with a fall application when it was going into dormancy. For tall fescue establishment, the glyphosate, tapramazone, and mesotrione statistically yielded greater tall fescue establishment than both the non-treated and fall-only glyphosate application. But like I said, I'm not entirely sure for the practical purposes how many people are going to go out and spray that, but it ultimately boils down to you know, those sequential selective herbicides, which is what you're getting with the mesotrione and tapramazone. People are going to go out after they seed and clean up the weeds that are showing up. So in conclusion, only glyphosate, tapramazone, and mesotrione increased tall fescue establishment, but not Bermuda grass control compared to fall-only glyphosate application. Like I said, reinforced what we had seen the previous year with the glyphosate application being effective. And spring seeding tall fescue into previous Bermuda grass stand can be successful with a single fall glyphosate application. So it makes it just another tool in an end user's belt that they could go out there if they can catch that Bermuda grass when it's going into dormancy, hit it with glyphosate, and come back the next year and seed into it, and then probably just control weeds as necessary, as sequential selective herbicide applications are definitely warranted for complete control of weeds. And I believe that's it. Any questions? Yes, Zach.
Hey, how much longer will you follow these plots? Because the rubber really hits the road, you know, 8 months later or the next year. It's easy for us to say.
Right. The question was how long.
Continue to follow these plots.
At this point, they're still out there, but we haven't. We followed them until August, and the spring was very, very wet in Kansas this year, unusually wet, which actually at one of our sites flooded, and then got extremely hot, which left the site underwater and baking under the sun. So at the Stag Hill Club, we actually, after about a month, lost part of it, and then it got ravaged by brown patch. So it was one of those things that, especially after that 62-day window, we started to see some brown patch come in that we didn't get on early enough. So then the Bermuda grass started to creep its way in. So it sort of negated really being able to see what was going on there from that point.
All right.
Thank you.